Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. Hey.
What's happening?
You guys, it is late on a Tuesday night, but this podcast is going up tomorrow. So y'all getting another podcast, another Wednesday in a row. We on a roll. This is number two, I think, in a row. But we're actually 10 episodes in this season. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
It doesn't feel like we've done 10. It seems like it's taken us... I would believe that we were at 5. If you're watching, you can see we're in a different room. We're in our guest room. We're trying this out, seeing how we like it. How you like it so far?
I already like it a lot better.
You do?
Yeah.
What about it?
I've always hated sitting on that couch.
I know, but what about this do you like better?
It's comfortable. Yeah, I feel like the lighting's better.
Oh, you
might be a little bit of an echo, but... Uh-huh. I mean, that can be fixed with adding stuff into the room, but no, this is definitely, I like this a lot better.
See, I wouldn't have known that. I would have thought you disliked it or liked it just as much as the other room. So we could start recording in here. Is this going to cause an argument? Has a new home.
I think I've suggested this a few times. This in the kitchen.
No, you remember I thought that this is where we were going to shoot. Is this going to cause an argument? That's where the red couch came from.
Okay. Why are we just not shooting in here?
Because... we just have it.
All right.
We just have it. But we are today. And I was like, let's shoot in here. Boom. Mum's the word?
Huh?
Why mum's the word with you?
I don't know.
You a lie. You know.
I've suggested like a few times, why don't we just shoot in here? Actually, was it 2 podcasts ago? Because I was like, I hate leaning forward on this gray couch.
I know you've suggested the kitchen. I didn't realize you suggested here. And the kitchen, the sound, and the lighting were just bleh.
Yeah. It's all right.
So we in here now.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Now.
Now what?
Nothing.
No, you don't hold your tongue. This is a podcast.
I know it is.
So you got to talk.
Y'all, I'm still afraid because y'all see how Angel just pounces.
You lying. Sack of nothing.
I was about to say, now that it was your idea to do it this time, it's a great idea.
No.
I know. That's why I didn't finish the thought. Mm. Every time I don't want to finish a thought.
You know why? Look. I can tell you why we haven't shot in here. Because I've always been afraid we were going to wake up the kids.
It's a room between us.
I know, but still. And we forgot to close the door. So our voices are traveling down the hallway.
Yeah.
But it's all good. We're going to get through this. They wake up. We'll be fine.
So, all right.
Oh.
This is dragging on. Y'all, you know, like tight schedule. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, wait a minute. Are you talking about a tight schedule, mister?
You know what I mean. When I start doing something, I finish it. You know.
Well, you know how you sometimes are long-winded. I get to be long-winded now.
You're always long-winded.
Whatever. Yeah, you wish I knew the definition of a quickie, just like I wish you knew it sometimes. Dang. Anyway, it's
a horrible complaint to have.
No, just go ahead. Not when you're a mother.
On to today's topic, we're going to be discussing number one.
We're going to be talking about Shea Moisture first. The Shea Moisture controversy that just hit.
You purposely said that, swapped him because you knew I was looking at that.
Yeah. Well, no, I never planned on talking about him first because. Oh, okay. I know less about that topic, so we're going to be kind of reading and figuring out at the same time. But for those of you all who don't know, Shea Moisture recently started a new campaign called Everyone Deserves Love. And they are really trying to market to every woman. And it didn't go over so well, some of the commercials in the series. Now, the one that I saw that seemed to be the problem was one that featured 3 white women and one biracial girl.
Yeah, and or two white women and one biracial, I think.
It was three. It was a blonde-haired woman and then two red-haired girls. One of the red-haired girls didn't talk.
Oh.
So, of course, you know, black women, we pop off real quick. So, at first I was skeptical that it was anything to even be mad about, because it's just like, you know, it's a commercial. Like, why is everybody in an uproar? But when I saw it, I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up, homies. How you going to drop your day one?
Yeah, because it seems like it's a little, in my opinion, after watching the commercial, Angel actually just showed me, because I didn't know about any of this. It seems a little, they contradict themselves. It seems like they got started because people with tight, curly hair, mainly black women, were not getting the products that they needed for their hair. So it's like, that's where they got their start from. So now you're going to flip it around saying, everyone already has something for their hair and skin. That's why you all probably got started and created.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, oh, well, because the one I just watched was saying, normal. There is no normal. It's like, well, the normal is the people that you have in the commercial right now. So how is this applying to what you've been believed to start up?
Well, I
could be wrong on how they got started, but from looking at what they sell and their background, it seems like, okay, yeah, no, they got started because they realized there was a market for people that aren't given, that don't have access to easy access to products for their hair, which is black women.
Well, you know what? I don't even know what the person was thinking. I feel like you have to know better when you are marketing and your customer base is black women. Like, I had a really long discussion with my girlfriend, Talia. She's biracial. She's half Haitian, half Puerto Rican. She looks very biracial. She looks like you don't know what she might be. When I first saw her, I knew black was somewhere in there. But she has like blue eyes and she has really big curly hair. And I remember when we met each other, 14 years ago, she was using Miss Jessie's at the time and the curly pudding so she could get her wash and go. Now, that was before wash and go existed for me. And I remember trying to use that product and I was like, oh yeah, this was not meant for me. And Mixed Chicks was out at the time and Mixed Chicks was telling you who they were marketing to. Mixed Chicks. Yeah. And I was not one of them. So like when Shea Moisture came along, I was just like, okay, all right, I can get a wash and go. Not just them. There was one other company that I liked. So I thought, you know, I would feel like they would know better. I understand. I'm all about you getting your coin and diversifying your customer base. If you feel like you can service women with a lot of different hair textures, regardless of whether or not they're black, that's fine.
Yeah.
However, this is where our argument was. She was like, so you feel like in every ad, they must represent, there must be a representative of the customer base that caused them to grow. I was like, every single last one.
Yeah.
Yep. She was like,
that's how all the other commercials are.
She was like, well, is there a time where black women are going to cut the umbilical cord? I was like, nah, no time soon, son. I'm going to need to see a chick who had to use Sulfur 8 or Let's Jam or pink oil, Luster's pink oil. I'm going to need to see her in there. Not the chick who had.
I know about that Let's Jam. Y'all, when I had a lot of hair on my head, Let's Jam was my jam.
Blue Magic.
Listen. Blue Magic, man.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to need to see her in every single last one of the ads.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing no afros in a VO5 commercial. It was always some white people on jet skis.
She brought up, she was like,
that was their start. So
they were like, here we go. But she brought up how black women made Pantene start making products to market towards them. And I was like, I get what you're saying from just an advertising point of view if we were talking about a regular company. But this ain't Toyota. This ain't McDonald's where you get to just be black on BET.
No, this is a company that has African black soap and the soap bar is black. And it works. It works great. That's what I use. So yeah, this ain't no normal company.
I really was just like, because it's our hair. In hair and black women, we have a long, just tumultuous relationship with our hair that goes to cultural and historic ties. So yeah. You can't just approach this as if that doesn't exist. So are we going to feel some type of way when all of a sudden you Tyrese us with this, yeah, talking about, oh, look at our look at our beautiful black queens, and we're just seeing a bunch of white women and a cute biracial girl.
Yeah, no, Tyrese remind me of that sketch on In Living Color.
Which sketch?
The dude. No. That was a movie. What movie was that? Where the dude was like all...
Oh, that was Don't Drink Your Juice.
Menace to Society, yes. Yeah. Don't be a menace to society while drinking gin and juice in the hood. Something like
it, yes.
Anyway, it was this dude. I don't know if y'all seen that movie. It was Wayne's. It was like a spoof off another movie. And there was this dude that was extremely pro-black.
Like he had on the African garb.
Wore dashiki around.
Yes.
He was like, excuse me, you beautiful queen of blah, 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 blah.
Beautiful
and it was
black
like the,
queen.
It yeah. was the nerdiest, geekiest looking skinny white girl. That's who he fell in love with. That's Tyrese. You.
I mean, you know, and I'm not saying this is, again, this is not me saying that you can't find love in other races or other people, but when you try to pretend like you're not recognizing where you've come from.
Yeah, as black as he is, that boy is tar.
It, for him to call his wife just because she has some black roots, his beautiful black queen, as if to say that is the same as dating a black woman.
It ain't. Didn't he say like black, like dark skinned women aren't attractive in general?
I've never heard,
I heard it on the radio.
That.
That was verbatim what they were saying. He said on the radio, like,
let me know in the comments below.
Yeah, let me know if y'all heard anything. That's what I can't say for sure. That's what I heard that they said. He said on the radio,
and that's what I was telling my niece. Lord have mercy. I was telling my girlfriend. I was like, see, this is a deeper issue. It's a very important issue. So this is not something petty for black women to be upset with. I was like, just like 3 weeks ago, I was talking to my nephew and two of his basketball friends. So they're all teenagers. And they were like, they don't want to marry dark skinned women because they want their children to be beautiful and to have good hair. And I told them, I said, and you know,
hey, none of these dudes got what they call good hair.
That's the reason why they're saying they need to get with somebody mixed. And I said, I hope athletics works out for you because y'all are dumb as hell.
She did say that. I heard her. I didn't hear the conversation, but I heard her say that.
Oh yeah, I was like, y'all are the dumbest damn boys I've ever. Wouldn't no dark skinned smart girl want you no way. Okay, not to say that light skinned or biracial girls are dumb, but it just blew my mind that type of thinking is still. I was like,
that's the culture now. That's why I miss like '90s music videos.
Why? Because
just regular black chicks in it, just cute.
Well, you know what? I feel like it's always been a long road for dark skinned girls. Yeah. Like it. I would have thought that we have made it further where beauty of all shades is seen on an equal plane. But I think maybe in, you know, more art culture, like communities, that might be the case, because we've had we've had some representation of women of all different shades. But when you get to the middle of America, you still seeing the same videos with the same type of chick with the long, long hair, you know, where the chick with the TWA, which you're not a fan of either. You know what TWA is?
No.
Teeny weeny afro.
Oh yeah, I don't like it.
She's not getting this much love. She's not. So, I mean, while I don't think Shea Moisture was malicious, and I'm not about boycott them, I do think that it wasn't a smart move.
No,
I'm
going to re-up on something next week.
I don't think it was a smart move, and it was just like, what are you thinking? I compared it to a couple of things because Talia was trying to just give her perspective on it, and I was just like, nah, you got to be 365 black. You with me. If I've been with you, you got my coins. And that was the other thing. Shea Moisture a year ago had this commercial really identifying with the black woman's misery of this black woman walking down a beauty aisle looking for products for her. And it wasn't until she got all the way to the end and it was just like a little shelf of products
and that's what their products look like right now. If I go get that soap, I have to hunt. It's like behind Dove.
Well, in certain, I can't remember which store, they like black hair care is like taking up the whole aisle. Like they really, and not only that, it's in the beauty aisle, like where other beauty
they
products
recently
are.
I know Target recently changed that.
Yeah, because it was a whole move that Shea Moisture, I think, was like the you know, like spearheading. Mm-hmm. So you connect with us in our misery to also attract us, more of us to be your customers. But then as soon as you get us, you like, well, right. Yeah, better call let's Becky go, with the good hair.
Let's go get this white dollar, which I understand.
Yeah, I'm all about it because they do have good products. Yeah. And I think their products are good for people of all color. But I just have a problem with you leaving us out. You got to include us. We at the table on every commercial. Every single commercial. I was like, Talia, I know you done had hair issues, but you know it ain't nowhere near the same. You've been wearing a wash and go a lot longer than me, and not because I didn't want to, but because it was just impossible with what was in the market at the time. So, yeah, a couple of people you made memes of Rachel Dolezal being the new spokesperson of Shea Moisture. You know, the black woman, with the white chick, woman.
I don't see why people have a problem with her. Because she's pretended to be black when it didn't benefit her. And I know black people that try to act like they ain't black.
This is what people will say, that it did benefit her, which I'm not understanding. She went to an HBCU. She got a scholarship. But I didn't think HBCUs gave scholarship based off of race, meaning they gave you a scholarship because you were black, because you're no longer a minority on an HBCU campus. You know, like at the University of Kentucky, yeah. I got a minority scholarship because I was a minority on that campus. But then when you go to an HBCU, I thought it was all academic merit or like sports scholarship. I didn't think they gave a scholarship to black people for being a minority. So I'm a little confused by when I've heard people say that. But yeah, people feel like she did use some of the benefits of being black. I really ain't got a problem with Rachel. I'm be honest. I don't have a problem with Rachel. I mean, I think she's a little cuckoo for really trying to drive the story home. That's more so. But, you know, there are a lot of black folk that are really trying not to claim us. So I'm like, well, I mean, come on. You want to claim us?
I would definitely take her over a whole lot of them right now.
Over Stacey?
I was trying to think of Stacey.
Stacey Dash. I'm sorry
German
for this
Shepherds
breath.
Can have her.
You need what? To come.
They can.
But
I'd take over Tyrese right now if he made that comment.
Oh no, this one picture I see is hilarious. It's like, who's going to be the next spokesperson of Shea Moisture? Kim Kardashian, Iggy Azalea, Miley Cyrus, or Rachel Dolezal, all people who have taken black culture and just exploited it as if they were a part of it.
Iggy did it to the 10th degree. I don't even think people know. Like, ain't she Australian?
Yes, honey.
She'd be like, who dat? Like, she is making so much fun of y'all.
I remember I did a video a long time ago. I was like, she's doing verbal coonery. She's doing a verbal menstrual show. It's ridiculous. And people are like, she's dope, but she ain't made no songs since then. So speaking of black women getting the boot, one of the guys that you've become a fan of here recently due to how well he spoke at the, what was it, the BET? It wasn't the BET Awards. It was something, I think, a little bit bigger.
It opened up my eye. I didn't know he was that much of an activist. I didn't know he did that much.
So you all know who we're talking about. We're talking about Mr. Jesse Williams is divorcing his wife. I didn't know he was married to a black woman. Not that I cared. It did definitely. I was just like, okay, black man that could date whoever the hell he wants to because he's pretty. I was like, go in here and get you a black woman. Well, apparently he cheated on his wife and now is also divorcing her. Now, I don't know if any of this is true because I don't really be on top of pop culture as much as some people are, but that's what's all on Twitter and on the internet.
Of course the internet's gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, feel bad for his marriage and did what he did, but that ain't got nothing to do with the reason that I and me and a lot of other people
and support
you know,
him.
Yeah, support him unless the obvious happened.
Well,
yeah, he left her for a white chick. We might have a problem. Did he?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Oh, okay.
That is why he's getting dragged.
Well,
I'm trying to look up his wife. Look like just some chick from Lexington, Kentucky. Like,
what she look like? Pull up a picture.
I'm going to see if I can pull up a picture. Light skin. She cute. She's just like a real average, not like no supermodel. Not to say that she's not pretty, but you see her. She look real normal. Like, she could be your banker. That's so funny. That's like, you remember this?
She looks successful.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, she looks young and successful, but apparently they are calling it quits on one of the things. Her name is Arian Drake Lee. On one of the things I read, it said that he was asking for the court to favor with him not giving her spousal support, because apparently they didn't have a prenup.
How long has she been with that dude?
They've been married since 2012, but I don't know. I don't know how long they were together prior to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Prior to being married. But he's been hanging out with a girl named Minka Kelly. Let me see if I can pull her up. And I don't believe Minka Kelly is black by no means, which it doesn't, you know, it does not matter. He can date whoever he wants to, but it does make people go, because he's been so like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you don't get whiter than that. She is.
She's very, very, okay, what is she? Okay, she's an actress. I have seen her face before. She's a pretty, pretty girl.
She's Jennifer Aniston white.
Yeah, she's pretty, though. She's very pretty. He went for super, I mean, she looks completely different. Yeah, that's her. Her boobs don't look real right there. Not to, I'm sorry. Sorry, Minka, I don't mean to talk about your breast in an objectifying way. They just don't look real to me. So, yes, I'm not sure if this is the woman that he cheated on his wife with, but I think that's what everyone is saying. And, of course, black women are like, what are you doing, Jesse? What are you doing?
You love who you want to love.
Yeah, but is this love or is this lust?
It could be lust. He can do what he wants to. But even with that, it's like, you know, people... You know, a lot of people, because I remember there was some talk about him. Oh, you know, he too light skinned to be leading the black culture.
Who said
I'm like,
that?
It was like a small. I think everybody like shut this little whoever was saying it down, saying, you know, he's light skinned, but all right, you got him, you got Malcolm X, you got a lot of Angela Davis, like you got a lot of historical people, powerful people that moved made a massive, huge differences. Mm-hmm. In the black community that were mixed or light-skinned.
Yeah, no, that I didn't even know people saying that because it's ridiculous, so I wouldn't listen to it. But I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's not true or if it is false, but it definitely isn't a good look regardless as far as if he cheated on his wife regardless with whatever race of woman. That don't look good. It doesn't help with your
Swag. Y'all let me know. I don't think black women would care if his wife was already white and he cheated. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, let's see here. Oh, okay. So what's happening is a lot of the blogs are adding fuel to the fire by saying that they cheat. Of course, that's what's going to happen is that if they even remotely think, are they together or are they just friends? They're going to go with they're together because that creates more readers.
Right. If him and his wife are getting a divorce and he just happened to be hanging with any other chick, it's going to be deemed as that's who he's seeing.
But I wonder why they split. Like, and the fact that he doesn't want to give spousal support. I'm like, that always blows my mind when you get to that point where you just like, I ain't supporting you. Or giving you anything besides...
Yeah, that makes it might lead you to think, all right, something else done happened. Like,
he wants... I think he wants split custody of the children. That would eliminate more than... That would potentially eliminate child support. So I always wonder when things get that bad where you're just like, I don't want you to have nothing of mine. What in the world happened?
Right, they's bad enough they splitting up.
Yeah, but like sometimes people grow apart. So this doesn't sound like a grow apart. This sounds like a torn apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dang. So yeah,
I'm trying to get jumping there with you, but you know when it comes to people in relationships, I don't be caring. I was like, Alvarez messed up.
Well, no, you ain't got to care about their relationship in specifically. I'm just saying in a more generic way. Yeah. What could have possibly happened to draw two people apart?
Something like that is usually like a long lead up. Like, this could have been going on for... Because people see stuff once it hits, especially with celebrities, once it hits like the public eye. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have been going bad for 2-3 years and people catching wind. It's like, oh, you know, he's been hanging with so-and-so. They've been separated for 5 years and people don't even know it. You know, like that type of thing.
But it's crazy because these, like I used to be very naive. And when I would hear newspapers say stuff about celebrities, I'd be like, there's no way it could be true. But these newspapers, even the what do you call those ones that be in the supermarket?
Tabloids.
The tabloids and stuff.
What's it, the National Enquirer?
I don't mean the crazy, crazy tabloids. But like, you know, the tabloids, like Us and People, they a lot of times get it right. And it shocks the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Like when they said that Jamie Foxx and the girl from Dawson's Creek, the one who used to be married to Tom Cruise. Do you remember Tom Cruise used to be married to? She was a brown hair.
I wish y'all could see me looking at Angel right now.
You've seen her before. Tom Cruise's ex-wife. Her name is, y'all help me. What's her name? Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Oh, yeah, Katie Holmes. I don't know.
You see.
And I know who you're talking about. But
That's Katie
Holmes. I
didn't
know she was married to Tom Cruise.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, she was his wife. But, like, when the rumor that her and Jamie Foxx were dating, I was like, they are lying. They are not dating. Mm-mm. I don't know if they're still dating, but yes, they were. I was like, what? So,
I read something recently. It was like, are they finally public? That was like last week.
And they could be. When we were there, we did not see either one of them. So that's not us saying what we saw. Yeah. But yeah,
I mean, if I did, I wouldn't tell y'all. But.
Right. Oh yeah, people saw Elijah's feet in the thing, and he was saying, "Find the other egg, guy. Get the other egg." I never showed Elijah's face in the vlog, and they were
they thought it was Jamie Foxx.
They were like, "Was that Jamie Foxx, Angel? Was it?" And I was like, I didn't even answer. I was thinking, do you really think if it was Jamie Foxx that I wouldn't have panned up to him if we got his Bugatti? We were going to get his face too, because sometimes we're just that silly. But yeah,
now that we haven't seen and talked to him,
we've seen him and met him.
Yeah, talked to him and everything. Yeah. But
I still would have been.
I'm
like,
not that intrusive. Angel would be like, "So here we are."
I would have asked. I was like, "You mind if I just get you on tape for a second? Just be like, this is the wonderful man who allowed us to come here and he said cut, and that would have been it. The end. I wouldn't have made asked him to say anything." But yeah, no, it was our friend Elijah who invited us to the party. But yeah, there was another big thing that I thought Angelina and Brad Pitt, when they got together, when he left Jennifer Aniston back in the day, I was like, y'all quit lying, breaking up marriages.
Brad Pitt just be getting with whoever he does movies with.
Well, that's what basically happened. It was during Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And I was like, there's no way. Y'all just, you breaking up marriages. And then when it happened, I was just like, I am just so naive.
So, no, you are. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
I don't know how naive. On that topic, I don't know how naive you are.
But you think I'm naive on some topics?
I guess some things.
I admit, I'm naive. That is one of my huge flaws, is my naivete. I'm trying to get out of that. I'm too old to be naive on stuff. But maybe that's what keeps me looking so young.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
All right, guys, so tell us what you think one about the Shea Moisture ad campaign. Are black women just out of pocket? Well, not all black women, but a lot in black Twitter out of pocket and needs to let it go. I'm not boycotting them, but I do think they deserve the dragging they got. Or do you all agree and think they need to do better by their loyal customers? And then two, Jesse Williams. Y'all got more tea on that? Because, you know, I didn't have much. Again, I too don't be into people's marriages like that either. I'm just trying to make sure we stay together. So I ain't got time to worry about anybody else's. But
full-time job, y'all.
Oh, Jesus, it is.
Let me tell you.
No benefits.
None.
Mm-mm.
You know, somebody will be like, you guys really shouldn't joke like that. My uncle and his wife.
Shut up, Marcus. Why you make them sound like that? They don't sound like that.
That's how I read it. That's the voice I hear when I be reading these comments sometimes.
So when they say nice stuff to you, what do you think? What's the voice?
I just try to match their voice with their face if they have one.
So you sometimes
I just hear it in my own voice when it's positive. But when it's negative, it just sounds so whiny and small. It's like, shut up.
But when it's for you, like, yeah, Team Tank, I'm on his side this time. That's what you sound like.
I hear it in my voice.
That was me doing your voice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Team Tank, I'm with y'all this time. Yeah.
No, I hear it in my voice when they not with me, because it's so often. I really appreciate the support, y'all, from that last one. I'm glad I had a witness. Mm-hmm. Witnesses, the family had my back and they saw what I be going through sometimes.
You know what? You just need to know.
It's okay. I'm working on it, y'all. It's fine.
And he do want some tonight, so don't let him. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
You know?
Don't try. Not
Why
if you're
was your
gonna
hair
be,
done? Why would you put on that dress?
My hair is not done. It's twisted up underneath.
I'm sorry, your makeup.
I wanted to give you something good to look at.
Yeah.
Did you have something good to look at?
Mm-hmm.
Mission accomplished. All right, guys. I would love for you all to give suggestions or ask questions. You can leave them on my Twitter, which is at Angel the Actress, or on my YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angel TV, where you can also watch this podcast and every single podcast we've ever done. I need to count it up. I think we've done, this would be number 34, podcast number 34 we've done. That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it is. That's a lot.
Freaking amazing.
A lot of talking.
Yeah, it has been. A lot of talking, a lot of laughing, and some real arguments.
Yeah.
But, you can use the hashtag ITGTCAA on my Twitter. You can also follow me on Snapchat at Angel the Actress, as well as Instagram at Angel the Actress. And I'll do some fun stuff over on my Facebook, and that's That Chick Angel TV. So go over there and check out my petty prayers, and let me know if there are any other petty prayers you want me to do. I need to do a petty prayer for this man.
Yeah, you should.
I should do one for our spouse. That's a perfect one. A petty prayer for our spouse. I think a lot of women would agree with what my petty prayer would be.
Probably.
So hopefully we'll be back next Wednesday. Guys, come check us out. Check Marcus out.
Y'all can follow me to the gym when I get back in.
So it'll be a while. You got some time, guys.
I moved the refrigerator today.
You did. Now that definitely.
Y'all see that?
They see it. They hear it too in the mic.
Get off me.
All right, y'all.
I know it's a married woman with kids when something like that turns on. You moved that refrigerator by yourself.
That's exactly what I got on. I was like, you moved that refrigerator to the front of the house by yourself. He was like, yeah, I had to beast mode it over the steps. I was like, I know you did.
I re-ended something.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to give you. I'm going to heal you.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Like, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good one. She can't.
Y'all be.
Contain
my composure. I can't be composed. I can be composed. But you don't want me to be. We'll talk to y'all next time. Bye, guys.